Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirabbil alamin wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidil mursalin sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. We move on with the laws of qurbani, and over the past 2 weeks or the past 2 Saturdays we have covered and spoken of the method of slaughtering. Last week we spoke of the different vessels that must be cut and severed at the time of slaughtering. Once a person has slaughtered the animal, then skinning of the animal should not commence immediately. One should leave the animal and allow the blood to ooze out and all the blood to flow out of the body. And that was the whole objective of the Islamic method of slaughter, is to allow all that najis and impure blood to come out of the body. So one should wait until all that blood, or one is satisfied that the blood has all come out and has flowed out of the body, and the body has cooled down. Once the body has cooled down completely, then one may commence with the skinning of the carcass and the animal. As far as the meat of the qurbani animal is concerned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us clear instructions in the Quran. Look, one may keep the entire carcass for oneself, and one may eat the entire animal. One may also give the entire animal away and not eat anything of it. However, the preferred method and the recommended method, the mustahab method, with regards to the qurbani meat and the qurbani animal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا, eat of it. This is good meat, it is pure meat, it is halal meat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا وَأَطْعِمُوا, and feed the person who is a destitute and the poor as well. So ulama have recommended that the qurbani meat, it should be distributed into 3 equal shares. So 1/3 of the animal a person will keep for himself and for his family, and he will eat of that. The next share, he will distribute it amongst the relatives and family members. And the last third, he will distribute it amongst the poor and the needy. This is the mustahab, the recommended and the preferred method of distribution as far as the qurbani animal is concerned. No part of the qurbani animal can be sold. Nothing of that animal can be sold. Not its skin, not the hide, not the meat. Nothing of that animal can be sold. It may be given as a gift. You may be given as sadaqah, and your qurbani meat can be given to Muslims and non-Muslims. Right? The qurbani meat, it can be given to Muslims. If you wish to give, maybe perhaps you have a non-Muslim neighbor, and you can also give them qurbani meat in your distribution of the qurbani animal. No part of that animal can be sold, and no part of that animal can be given to somebody as remuneration of services. We know on the day of qurbani, there are many helpers and there are many people who are assisting us with the qurbani. Sometimes a person feels that, let me just give away some of the qurbani animal to the person who helped me, perhaps the hide, or perhaps the skin, the wool, or maybe the intestines, or perhaps a certain part of the meat. Let me give it away to the helper as a remuneration of services. This is not allowed. You may give that to the helper as a gift, but there must be a separate amount that is given to them as the remuneration of services, and no part of the animal must be used for that purpose. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us your understanding.